champions of reform say, if not now, when? In the last legislative session, campaign finance reform got the nod, kind of. The original version got changed and stuffed into the budget bill. It came out with no real hope of being implemented. Then came charges in the caucus scandal. The legislature's most powerful leaders now face multiple campaign-related felonies. At the same time, Wisconsin saw the most expensive governor's race in history. Supporters of reform say both things bring into sharp focus the need for change in the way Wisconsin does political business. There is a new measure set to come out of the chutes from Republican Senator Mike Ellis and Democrat Senator John Erpenbach. Jay Heck heads Common Cause in Wisconsin. He's working with the senators to make campaign finance reform happen, and soon, he hopes.
In the wake of this election and in the worst scandal, political scandal in Wisconsin's history, certainly in the last 100 years, there are more legislators now and more individuals who have an interest in cleaning up the system. The eyes of Wisconsin are upon these people to do something meaningful and substantive.
Among the prongs of the Ellis-Erpenbach reform plan, incentives for spending limits, a limit of $2 million for a candidate for governor. Compare that to the roughly $30 million spent this time. The spending limits would be $100,000 for a Senate race, $50,000 for the Assembly. Public financing would replace special interest money. Jay Heck says these reforms would put Wisconsin more in line with Minnesota, where refusing public financing makes a candidate look like he or she is buying an election.
Most importantly, it would, I think, take the influence of special interest money out of the budget-making process, which has been most compromised. It would make sure that there was no fundraising that occurred while the budget was under consideration. And more than that, it would reduce the influence of these interest groups who, after the election, then go to the Capitol with their hands out and say, we've spent all this money in the election, now here's what we want from the state budget.
Proponents of campaign finance reform say the momentum is on their side. They expect it to be further pushed along by Governor-elect Jim Doyle, who has said he favors meaningful reform. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.